Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord on tonight. Amen. Again. Amen. Just basking in the sweet worship of the Lord. Amen. Just want to praise him. Just want to praise him. Amen. For the Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God for bringing us here yet again. Amen. We thank him, glory to God, for another opportunity, another chance that we can come into his presence. Amen. Glory to God. We pray, amen, that you had an awesome, awesome time in the service of the Lord on today. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, I just believe, God, that there was just a great outpouring. Just a great outpouring all over the land, amen, in the houses of worship, amen. And we give God thanks, we give God praise on tonight, glory to God. Truly, the Lord has done us well, amen. Glory to God, I don't know about you, but we had an awesome time in the presence of the Lord on today, amen. Just grateful that he found us worthy, that he could come and rest upon us, amen, just sit upon his people, glory to God, in the midst of us. And we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, for what he has done, all that he has spoken already in this day. We give God thanks. We give God praise, amen. And now here we are again back on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. You know, after you've eaten a good, amen, full course meal, glory to God. And just before you go to bed, sometimes you start feeling a little munchy. Amen, Jesus. Some get vegetables. Some get, amen, leftovers. Some get fruit. Amen. Some get scrumptious dessert. Amen. Glory to God. For whatever you're taking is, people of God, here we are at the end of day. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. After such a move of God, amen, here we are again. Amen. Assembled in this place, glory to God, to see what the Lord will say to us. Amen. So we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. We want to say welcome to all of the countries that are listening in. Amen. From whatever time you're listening in, we just want to say welcome. And we want to thank you. Thank you for listening in. Glory to God. At our last, amen, notification, we were at now 48 countries. Amen. 48 countries that are listening in here at the PNN. And we give God thanks. We give God praise to God that you find value in what is coming out of this prayer news network. We thank God that you're finding news that you can use. Amen. Glory to God. Coming out of this prayer news network global. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you coming. We thank God on tonight. Glory to God for, amen, those that are listening in the Isles of the Sea. Amen. Glory to God. Again, all of the, whatever country you're listening from, amen, including this continental U.S., we thank God for you. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Amen. Thank you for telling someone about it. Amen. We want to just ask you, if you will, go ahead and text someone and tell them to come on in to the PNN. Let them know that to listen. Let them know that we are here. We are gathered. Amen, Jesus and the Lord. And we're expecting a move, amen, from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We came expecting on tonight. As we always say, we pray that you came intentional in your coming. Intentional in your coming, people of God. Amen. Not just coming to be coming. Amen. But we're expecting a word from the Lord. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank him on tonight. Amen. For each and every one of you. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, for your coming, for your steadfastness. We thank you on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus, for him being the head of this line. Amen. Just giving him thanks, giving him praise. Glory to God, for truly he's leading, guiding, and directing us, people of God, every step of the way. Amen. And I'm telling you, he's doing an awesome job as we follow. Amen, Jesus. Wherever he leads us, there we shall follow. And we are following. Amen. Glory be to God in his footsteps. And it's the Lord's doing. And it's truly, truly, truly marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God that we're being changed. Amen, Jesus. We truly are being changed by this life. Amen. This word, this life-giving word. Amen. This life-transforming word. We are being changed, people of God. Amen. Just as sure as we are coming. So we thank the Lord on tonight for all that he's doing in our lives, all he's doing in your lives. We give God thanks. We give God praise again. We want to say go ahead and invite someone else to come, amen, and be a part of the broadcast with you on tonight. Just want to thank God for all of our leaders on tonight, amen. Thank the Lord, amen. Of course, people of God, for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James, and thanking him tonight for Dr. Samuel Huggins James, our senior apostle. Thanking him tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking the Lord tonight for all of the advisors. Amen. Each and every one of them. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For our prayer warriors, we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For each and every one of them. We thank the Lord. Amen. For the awesome speakers that the Lord has been sending to the line. Amen. Glory to God. He's been sending some awesome, awesome speakers to him. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. And they come in their own flavor. That's the beauty of it. Amen, Jesus. Some are teachers. Some are preachers. Amen. Some are exhorters, amen, glory to God, just in whatever way the Lord has given them to give to the people. And it's been so beautiful, amen, glory to God. It's been so beautiful, amen, and we just give God thanks, and we just give God praise for it, amen, glory to God. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in. Amen. Tell them to come on in to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We know, amen, we've had an awesome time on today. Amen, Jesus. But we just want to come back. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God for this nightcap. Amen. That we can, amen, eat a little bit more. Amen, Jesus, before this day's end. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For, again, the powerful people of God that have been coming to this line. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. Amen. Glory be to God. We're grateful for, amen, Jesus, the leading of the Lord. People of God, he's leading us in places into places. Amen, Jesus, that we never thought we would be. Amen. But it's by his grace, his divine ordination, that he has brought us and that he's taken us where he wants us to be. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we're not going to hold you. Amen, Jesus. But tonight, glory to God. Amen, Jesus. We do indeed want to hear what thus says the Lord. Isn't that right? That's right. Amen. We want to hear what thus says the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Amen. Here a little, there a little. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But it all makes the whole. Amen. And so we're here, amen, to hear what thus says the Lord. People of God, we want you to go ahead and bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight as we prepare to go before the throne of grace on tonight. Glory to God.
The recording has started.
Always sanctify the line. Glory be to God, because we know we can't go to God any kind of way. No, 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 no. Amen, Jesus. We want to be clean. We want to be purged. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. After we say yes unto the Lord, amen, Jesus, we got to be washed. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. After we go by the, amen, the brazen altar, glory to God, burn up. Amen. Not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. People of God, then we have to go to the laver of water. Amen. The sacrifice must be washed. Amen. So we want to be washed, amen, by the word of God. Amen. Because we want to advance. Amen, and go, amen, into the holies, holies of the Lord, to hear what the Lord will say unto us. Amen. Glory be to God. So we would that you, amen, put your mind on Jesus tonight. Put your mind on Jesus tonight. Put your mind on Jesus tonight. Glory be to God. Put your mind on Jesus tonight. Glory be to God as we prepare, amen, to go into his presence. Amen. Glory to God. Just a little short song of praise on tonight. Amen. Song says, have thine own way, yea, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou the potter, I am the clay, mold me and make me while I am waiting, yielding and still, yeah, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. While we're waiting, Lord, while we are waiting, yielded and sealed, glory be to God. Father, have your way. Glory to God. Have your way. Have your way. Glory be to God. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we come on tonight. We come, Father, giving you thanks on tonight, entering into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Glory to God on this night. Father, we're thankful unto you, and we bless your precious name. We bless your name on tonight, oh God, for your goodness. We bless your name on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah for your grace that you've extended unto us. We bless your name on tonight for your loving kindness. We're blessing your name on tonight for your tender mercies. We're blessing your name on tonight. Glory to God for all, God, your grace, your grace, your grace that you've extended unto us, your people. Name Jesus. We come tonight, glory to God, with uplifted hands. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, with open hearts on tonight. Father, saying unto you, have your way. Have your way in our lives, oh God. Have your way, glory to God, in this hour, in the precious name of Jesus. Have your way, Father. Have your way on tonight. Glory be to God. Have your way. Have your way. Father, do what you will in the midst of us. In thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Cause thy will. Cause thy divine purpose. Glory to be to God, to be executed in our lives, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, yielding unto you, glory to God, yet more and again, in the precious name of Jesus. We're coming on tonight. We're coming because we need you. We're coming on tonight, oh God, for you said by your word that we could cast our cares upon you, for truly you care for us, and we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for even so, oh God, when we were yet in our sin, you came, you died, you gave your life, and for this we want to say thank you, Lord. We're thanking you that you gave, you made the ultimate sacrifice, and we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God, for you didn't have to do it. But we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God, each and every one. Oh, God, that even so, oh, God, under the sound of my voice, we thank you on tonight. Glory to God, for you knew us, oh, God, by a name. Oh, God, by the very hairs upon our heads. Father, you know each and every one of us. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking we are, say, God. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Thanking you, oh God. We're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for your great salvation. Thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you for saving our souls. We're thanking you, glory to God. Oh God, for snatching us from the hand and the plan of the enemy. And Father, we bless your precious name. We bless your precious name on tonight. We bless your precious name on tonight, oh God. Glory be to God. And we say to tonight, Father, we see the Asha. We say, be glorified. Be glorified in the midst of us. Be glorified. Oh, glorify yourself, oh God, in the midst of your people. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for what concerns us concerns you. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, that we come one with your will, one with your way. In thy precious name, oh, glory to God. Glory to God, one with you, Ashata. Oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, glory to God, let your will be done concerning us, concerning our families, concerning our health, oh God. You said that you would, oh God, that we would prosper, oh God, even as our soul prosper. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for your divine healing. Glory to God, each and every one of us on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would touch tonight. Touch, glory to God, touch tonight. Oh, God, I'm most high. Father, touch on tonight. Father, touch bodies on tonight. Strengthen, oh, God, on tonight. Not just on this line, oh, God, but over the airways. Oh, God, in the earth, Father, we're asking that you would move. Move in healing. Move in deliverance, oh, God. In the precious name of Jesus, do it tonight. Father, do it tonight. Do it tonight, Gloria, Mama, Messiah. in that precious name, Jesus. We're asking on tonight, ha. We're asking on tonight, oh God, that you will move. Move in provision tonight. For you are our Jehovah Jireh. We're asking that you move on tonight. We're asking that you will sanctify, oh God, for you are our Jehovah Maccabeesh. You're the cleansing. You're the purger. We're asking that you will purge on tonight. Purge us on tonight. Purge us on tonight. Mashabah. Purge us on tonight. Father, make us new. Make us clean. Make us pure. Make us holy unto thee in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, do it on tonight. Do it on tonight. Oh, God, look upon us. Cause thy will to be done. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in these vessels. Oh, God, in these earthen vessels, thy will be done. Oh, God, thy kingdom come. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you, oh, God, for moving all over the land. Thank you for moving all over the land. Thank you for bowing down your ear unto your people. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh, God, for moving in the winds, for moving in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for the quickening. Thank you for moving upon the downhearted. Oh, God, those that are downhearted in spirit on tonight. Father, but we're asking that you breathe tonight. Breathe upon your people. Breathe upon your people. Breathe strength upon your people. Breathe, oh, God, Shabbat. Hey, God, hear my say. In that precious name, Jesus, we're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking that you do it. Hey, glory to God. Do it again, oh God, in that precious name, Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for moving by your spirit. Thank you for moving by your choice anointing. We thank you, your glory to God, but not by our power, Father, not by our might, but by your precious spirit, Father. And we give you thanks tonight. We thank you, oh God, for you as a good shepherd, Father, and you know what we have need of. Father, and we're coming on tonight, not just for ourselves, oh God, but for our brothers, for our sisters, oh God. Even afar we come, we yield, and we say, Lord, cause thy will to be done, thy will to be executed in the earth, in thy precious name, Jesus. And tonight, oh God, as we assemble ourselves on this night, we're asking that you will look upon your woman servant on tonight. Look upon your woman servant on tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would move upon her. We're asking that you would strengthen her now in the precious name of Jesus. Strengthen as only you can. And we'll thank you for the prepared word, the word, oh God, that you prepared for your people. Glory to God. Cause it to fall on good ground, oh God, and that it would take root in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we do declare and we decree that your word shall not return unto you void. And we're thanking you tonight. Thanking you tonight. Thanking you, Abba, God. Thanking you tonight for blessing your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We love you. We appreciate you, oh God. We're asking you now to hide us behind your cross. Hide us, oh God. Cover us and shield us, we do pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you now. We thank you. Hey, glory to God. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify your matchless name. Your name and your name alone. Father, we say you get the glory. You get the glory in our lives. You get the glory in this day. You get the glory in this hour. And Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thanking you for your covering. Thank you for your shed blood. Father, things we do pray. We do bind the hand of the enemy. Sons of God, for you've given us power. You've given us authority. And we do bind the hands of the enemy. We bring his every work to naught. And Father, we bless you now. We thank you now. We honor you now. We glorify you now. We say you be glorified with this, Master. We do praise you in thy precious name, Jesus. In thy precious name, Jesus. In thy precious name, Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We do bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. We give him thanks on tonight. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you, amen, that have come back tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. To hear what thus saith the Lord. To hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We know that God has a word for us. Amen. On tonight. Amen. And we are ready to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. On tonight, glory to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, from all over, amen. We give God thanks on tonight, amen. We have, amen, Jesus, the young woman of God on tonight, amen, that is coming tonight. Glory be to God to grace the platform, amen. Speak unto us what thus saith the Lord, amen. She's coming to us, people of God, from Lawrenceville, Georgia. She's coming to us from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen, Jesus. Fresh Oil Ministries. She's coming to us from Fresh Oil Ministries. And on tonight, people of God, we want you to receive God's servant. Amen. With the word of God for tonight, Minister Kiana Lowe. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you. And I want to first honor God for giving me this opportunity and an opportunity to come before you all and talk to you tonight. And I want to give an honor to my Fresh Oil Kings of Ministry family for the training and the love and developing me. And definitely want to honor the PNN Network for having me. And I want to pray that God continues to bless you as you continue to bless others. So I just want to thank you for this opportunity, and I take it lightly. So tonight I want to, or God took me to Luke, and I will be speaking to you from two different chapters. And I'm going to be speaking from Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 35. And then I'm going to go over to Luke chapter 9. Verses 57 through 62. And the way God gave me this message, it'll just be easier for me to read the scriptures in entirety and then go ahead and deliver the word of God. I want to try to give everybody a couple of minutes to get there if you want to follow along in your word. Again, that's Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 35. Okay, leaving all to follow Christ. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and he said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? So he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to war, make war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who come against him with 20,000? Or who else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation as condition of peace? So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Tasteless salt is worthless. Verses 34 and 35. Salt is good. But if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill. Throw it out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now I'm going to flip over to Luke chapter 9. Bear with me. And I'm going to go verse 57 through 62. The cost of discipleship. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. So tonight's word that God gave me is entitled Relationship, Discipleship, and Abandonship. And what God began to deal with me with this word is he draws to us and calls to us to move in him. He desires intimacy and fellowship with his children. That gives him the greatest joy and the greatest love. The desire he has for his children being reciprocated by his children and having a desire to follow him. So he calls us to intimacy and to this relationship with him. And just like babies, he gives us milk. He gives us enough to nourish us and to satisfy our cravings. And he builds us up and he strengthens our spiritual muscles and he shows us exactly who he sees when he looks at us, his precious children. And just like children, as we begin to grow, we mature, requirement and standard is set on our lives, and he calls us to disciple. He calls us to go make disciples of the nations. He calls us to love thy neighbor as we love ourselves. He calls us to turn from our wickedness and abandon our sinful natures. He calls us to take up our cross and to honor him and obey him with our lives. And if he gives us a word and tells us to go, he's not looking for a rebuttal. He's looking for a committed heart. And that's when we begin to abandon ship. The requirement and standard that God has on our lives, we meet him with excuses. As we see here in the scriptures, the verses 57 through 62 here in chapter 9, we see that God is calling his people to disciple. He's calling his people to spread his word. He's calling them to do his will, and they're telling him what they need to do first. I don't know about you, but I know my relationship with the Lord, and I know there were plenty of times early in my babe seasons where God was telling me what he wanted, and he was telling me what he needed, and I was telling him why I couldn't or why it didn't make sense to me. So this isn't an attack on anyone because I've been there and I've done that. But the thing is, we're in a season where God is requiring more from his children. The enemy knows that his time is short, and therefore he's not even hiding anymore. He's definitely declared war on the saints. But God wants to do a mighty move with us, and he's looking for his disciples. He's looking for his children that are willing to go to war with him, that are willing to be used by him so that he can do a mighty thing in the earth. But if all we are coming to God with is excuses, when he says, I need you to go speak to my people, or when he says, I need you to go pray for my people, when I need you to intervene and take back power, authority, and dominion over the land, and we're like, well, we give him that Moses thing. Who am I to speak to these people? Who am I to do these tasks that you're trying to assign? God is saying to us, who made man's mouth? God is not treating us like children he has to pay to do good. I don't know how many parents we have on the call tonight, but if you have ever done the reward system with your children, if you take out the trash, I'll give you $1 or $5 or an iPad now that we're in 2021. These kids require a lot more than what they used to. But we negotiate with our children and we tell them what we're going to give them so that they can act right and they can be trained in what they need to do to be responsible. And if you do your homework and you get straight A's, I'll give you $100 for every A, $50 for every B, and I'm not paying you for anything less. And so the kids work hard and they try to get their A's and B's because they want the reward. And so God does that with us. When we're new and fresh in his journey, he gives us a little blessings. He gives us some zeal, and he lets us feel that intimacy, that joy, that peace, that comfort, and You might have an urgent need right there, and he may bless you with it immediately because he's trying to prove to you, I am the Lord your God. But then we get to a place where he needs us to do good because we know it's the requirement, because we know we're called to hire. We know he has this standard for us. We can no longer just sit there and say, God, I'll move if you bless me. No, we need to move because it's going to be good for our soul, and we need to move because we know we're going to bless another soul. Requirement of our lives is not an option. When we walk this journey with the Lord, being a disciple is a requirement. It's not an option. He calls us to do his work. He calls us to do his will. We have to stop choosing whether or not we want to do it. Our minds need to be made up to edify his kingdom. I know for me, I'm trying to get to a place where I hear, well, but good and faithful servant, and when God tells me to move, I move. Just today, I had an encounter with the Lord. A friend of a friend was having, he was feeling the pressures of his mom being sick. And as he began telling the ministry exactly what was going on with his mom, I immediately started seeing in the spirit a friend of mine praying over her, touching her, and healing her. And I told him, I said, listen, I'm going to get my stuff, and I'm going to come. I'm going to go pick up my friend, and I'm going to come to the hospital right now. I said, God is showing me this, and I'm trusting God for this. And as soon as we went to that hospital, and she got in that room, and she prayed over his mom, a woman who's been having high blood pressure all week, her blood pressure immediately started going down. And so we're trusting God for a report of her leaving that hospital because the doctor said they've done all they can do. I think this is definitely a season of signs, miracles, and wonder. Or if it's not a season, it's just a thing that God is about to perform. When a doctor says there's nothing else that they can do, the only way that person is going to get that healing is through a miraculous miracle. That means God has to show up and intervene because they said that they no longer can do a thing. So only our Father. That's a perfect opportunity for our Father to show up and do his thing because he knows now these doctors can't get the glory. Now the nurses can't get the glory. But what if I wouldn't have been obedient when he was showing me to go to the hospital and have my friend pray? And if I would have waited and said, maybe in a few days, or I don't know, I'm nervous, I don't think I should go back up there, or if I came to him with excuses, then he cannot perform the thing. God is looking to perform some things in our life, in our world, in our nation, because the enemy is running rampant. But as long as the Holy Spirit is still present, God has an opportunity to change anything. But are we willing to be used by God for him to move on us? A lot of times we think that we're waiting on God, and we will say things like, I know my blessing's coming, I need to be still, and I'm going to keep praying, and I'm going to keep doing this. But most of the time, God is waiting on us. This relationship with God, this discipleship with God, it requires action on our part. We can't sit idly and keep saying, I'm waiting for God, I'm waiting for God, when God is waiting for you. God is waiting for your yes. He's waiting for your obedience. He's waiting for your submission. He's waiting for you to take up your cross. He's waiting for you to cast away your distractions. He's waiting for you to walk in commitment to him. God needs disciples in this season. God needs our mindset and our heart posture to shift. God is tired of his children making excuses. And the only way that God will be able to do a mighty thing in us and through us and with us is if we give him that yes. Because the thing about discipleship and the thing about relationship with God is it benefits us and it's nourishment to our soul But the longer you sit idly and wait for a thing to happen instead of being the thing that needs to happen, you are potentially keeping somebody else from their encounter with God. One prayer, one phone call, showing up somewhere at the right time. And we're supposed to be the light in the world, but we're not operating and demonstrating that light. These people are so confused out here, and they're looking for something to worship that they're picking up rocks. Where is God's people? They're praying to the earth, praying to the dirt, praying to the trees, praying to the sun. They're praying to everything except the Father that we know created all of these things. Where is God's disciples? Our government is doing, our government and other governments are standing and forming together, doing secretive things behind our backs. But where is God's disciples and his prayer warriors that should be interceding on the behalf of God's people, binding up the schemes and the tricks of the enemy? Where is God's disciples? I know I gave God my yes, and I'll say, I'm right here. I don't care how uncomfortable it is. I don't care how scary it is. I don't care what may look me in the face and seem dangerous. When I got the Almighty God, the one true living God, the creator of everything on my side, I'm to fear no man in his face. But God is saying, where are my disciples? And I want to leave you with this. In Luke chapter 14, verses 34 and 35, again it says, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? So let me ask you, what do you taste like? What flavor are you carrying with you? God needs us to be seasoned because the people out here need flavor that they can tap into. It's not going to do the body or the kingdom any good for us to have no taste. Are you willing to be a disciple? So, Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' mighty name, and I thank you, God. I thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight, and I thank you for the message that's coming forth. I thank you that for those who hear it and receive it, God, they're willing to submit, God, and give you a yes, God, even right now on today, Lord. Father God, I'm praying that all the things that may fear and cause us to fear or shake us, all the things that have given us excuse or reason to turn from you or not to operate in you fully, God, I bind that up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray that everyone on this call tonight is willing to give you your yes, willing to operate in submission, and they're willing to glorify you and edify the kingdom at all costs, God. Father God, I'm praying that we will no longer live in fear of our government. We will no longer live in fear of rules that are set against us in your kingdom. We will no longer sit idly by as the enemy tries to wreak havoc on your world, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for being patient with us. We thank you for being a gracious God. We thank you for being a God who is still willing to accept repentant hearts, God. And Father God, I come to you right now asking that you will forgive every last one of us on this call for anything we say, do, act, or feel that is not in alignment with your will, oh God. And I'm praying that you would still love on us and grace walk us through to your glory, oh God. And Father God, I'm just asking that you would touch and uplift every person in their families tonight on this call, God, because they could have been anywhere in the world doing any sort of thing, but they chose to tap in tonight, God. And so I thank you for all the listening ears, and I thank you for all the hungry spirits. And Father God, I thank you for giving us a well that will never run dry. And I pray that we dive into that well, God, and we get nourished by that well, oh God. I'm praying that you would saturate our souls, oh God. I'm praying that you would have your way in our lives. and that we will be obedient to what you call us to be obedient to. For the intercessors and prayer warriors on the call, oh God, I'm praying that they will pray things that will shake this world and bring glory to the kingdom of heaven. For the teachers and prophets, oh God, and for the apostles, God, I'm praying that they will train and they will teach and they will be bold and they will be fearless and they will cultivate newness in the hearts of your people, oh God. Help teach them their purpose, God. Help shape them and form them in their gifting, oh God. I'm praying that it will no longer be big eyes and little U's, oh God, but each member of the kingdom will operate in the gifting that you called them to operate in, because you said we are of one body and one spirit, oh God. Every head can't be a head, and every foot can't, and everybody can't be the head, and everybody can't be a foot, and even the pinky has its purpose on the foot. So, God, let us not see anybody as less than, because we all serve a purpose, Lord. And I'm praying that everybody would operate and learn who they are in you so we can fully edify the kingdom, God. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the hearts that are willing to obey and the submission that's going to come forth tonight, for those who are willing to give you their yes until tonight, God. I thank you, Father. I thank you so much, Lord. And I pray that you will bless them in the ways that they have never imagined being blessed before, that they would turn away from the wickedness that may ensnare them, and that we continue to grow each other and uplift each other, that we would be brothers and sisters unto one another, that we could come to each other with no shame and no guilt, and we could pray over each other and our weaknesses and keep each other accountable and lift each other up, because that's what your holiness and righteousness declares, oh God. Let us turn away from the things that keep us ensnared, the mind games that the enemy try to play on us to keep us against each other, oh God. But now is the time for us to be strengthened in your word and moving in your glory and your power and your dominion and your authority, oh God. Let the prophets prophesy in truth. Let the healers heal in totality, oh God. Father God, I'm just praying that you will do a mighty thing, a miraculous thing, God. And we trust you for it, God. We honor you for it, God, and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen.
And
hey.
So,
Go ahead. No. You got the platform. Go ahead.
Say, I know typically at this time, if anyone is wanting to be called to get saved and receive salvation, you open the floor at this time. Is anybody wanting to receive salvation and give their hearts to the Lord tonight? I will give it back over to you.
Amen. Amen. What a beautiful job on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. What a beautiful job on tonight. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Lowe. Amen, Jesus. Relationship, discipleship, amen, Jesus, and abandonship. Amen. Glory be to God. We give God praise. We give God thanks on tonight for this word. Glory be to God. So much was said. Amen, Jesus. So much was said on tonight, as always, for us to consider. Amen. Consider our relationship. Amen, Jesus. Are we making excuses? Amen. Are we making excuses? We know, amen, that the Lord has need of us. The Lord has need of us. Amen. Glory be to God. But are we making excuses, people of God? Are we making excuses in this hour? Amen. Even as, amen, the woman of God said, the enemy is not hiding anymore. Amen. Jesus of God is looking for his children. He's looking for his children that will go to war. Amen, Jesus, his children that will take the fight to the enemy. Amen, we know the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. Amen, glory be to God. And when we walk in relationship and when we walk in discipleship, amen, Jesus, the Lord will certainly lead us and guide us, people of God, and show us the way to go. Amen, again, it's time for us to stop making excuses. Amen, Jesus, but we must come to accountability, accountability in this hour. Amen. Abandon those things, amen, that are not like God, those things that hold us back. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. And take our post. Assume our position. Amen. We must assume our position in the kingdom, in the body of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus. And for, amen, that thought, amen, glory be to God. What flavor, amen, what flavor are you? Amen. Glory be to God. What flavor are you? Glory be to God. Do you still have flavor? Amen, Jesus, or have you lost your favor? Amen, Jesus. It's time for us to consider, amen, Jesus, glory to God, if we are really going to be disciples for Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. This is what the Lord is calling for in this time and in this hour. People of God, we see so much going on in the earth. Glory to God. So much going on in the earth. Amen, Jesus. But you can be a witness. You can be a witness. Open up your mouth. You can be a witness. Amen. Even as, amen, the woman of God talked about going to the hospital. Amen. What if she had decided not to go? Amen. Glory be to God. But we must hear the voice of the Lord, even as the scriptures say, he that has an ear to hear. Glory to God. We must hear, amen, what the Spirit is saying, amen, to the church. What the Spirit of the Lord is saying to, amen, glory to God, not just when we're sitting getting instructions, but listen, he desires to lead us. He the God to direct us, amen, in every area of our lives because he's concerned about all of you, amen. Every part of us, glory be to God, must yield. We must yield. Amen, to the will of God. Amen, glory to God. And in that yielding, we become disciples. Amen, because he teaches us. Amen, he leads us. He guides us. He grooms us. Amen, he's getting us ready. Amen, for some things that we can't even handle right now. Amen, Jesus. But the Lord will make us ready. Amen, glory to God. He's going to equip us, people of God. He's waiting on us. He's waiting on us. Amen, as she said, glory to God. A lot of us like to say we're waiting on God. No. He's waiting on us. Amen, glory to God, because he knows the purpose and he knows the plan that he's placed in each and every one of us, people of God. And we got to be about our Father's business. We must be about our Father's business. Amen, glory be to God. And when we walk in relationship with him, amen, this song says, amen, it gets sweeter and sweeter as the day go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Amen, Jesus. That's relationship. Glory to God. That's relationship. Amen. Glory to God. When you're walking with him, as the song say, we come to the garden alone. Amen. While the dew is still on the roses. Amen. Glory to God. And we let the Lord talk to us and minister to us. Amen, Jesus. And we don't do it just one day, amen, but it's every day. Amen. As the song that the saints used to sing, amen, steal away, amen, to be with him. Steal away to hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. That's relationship. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God tonight for this word. We thank God tonight for this word. Again, so much has been said for us to consider. Amen, Jesus. So much has been said for us to consider, people of God. We pray that you heard. We pray that you heard, that you got the nugget. Amen. And you got what you need for the journey. Amen. Glory to God, because we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. Amen. God is preparing us. As she said, amen, Jesus, preparing us for his army. We got work to do. Amen. Glory to God. But people of God, the Lord is going to equip us to get the job done. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. For each and every one. Amen. Each and every one of you that have come out tonight, we thank God for you. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Listen, that was dessert right there. It was good. Amen. It was good. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For you, Minister Kiana. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord for you. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Again, such a fine job on tonight. Amen. Packed, amen, with notes, packed with things that we can take with us. Amen, for the journey. In addition to what we heard already, amen, Jesus, let us take this word, people of God, and hear and walk with it. Amen. Glory be to God, so that God can be glorified in our lives. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, amen, we're going to turn. Listen, people of God, listen. You can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. You can get a copy. Amen. We're going to give you two numbers, and certainly you can call either one of those numbers. Amen. The first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. And for our radio listeners, for all of our radio listeners, amen, that may not be able, amen, through your carrier, not able to get through. But if you have WhatsApp, if you have WhatsApp, you can certainly reach out to us on WhatsApp and we'll get the information out to you. And the number for you to text is 678-608-7234. And again, 678-608-7234. Amen. Don't forget as well, you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page, and there you can listen to any of the messages. Any other messages, amen, from our broadcast, amen. Glory to God. You can go out and listen, amen. And otherwise, if you want a copy sent to your phone, we can certainly do that, and you can certainly send it out. Those that request it, we encourage you to send it out, amen. Send it, send it, send it, amen. Because, listen, you think people are not, amen, listening, think again, amen. Glory to God. We're always getting reports, amen, when people are listening to those broadcasts, amen. Listen, all around the clock, people are listening to those broadcasts and being blessed, amen. So we thank God for those of you that are getting the broadcast and sending them, amen. Again, as well, you can go to our Facebook page and listen there. And as well, for our international listeners, you can reach out to us through Messenger, through our Prayer News Network page, Messenger, and we will as well send you copies there. Amen. Several of you request through Messenger. Amen, Jesus. And we'll certainly get a copy out to you via Messenger. Amen. Glory to God. One more place. Amen. You can also go out, amen, on the web and Google Prayer News Network, and people of God, there you'll be able to access any of our broadcasts. As well, those of you that prefer podcasts, amen, once you go out through the web, you can listen to us via the podcast, amen. So listen, people of God, we're just trying to get this word out to as many people, amen. We realize there are many people that will never see, that we'll never know, amen, Jesus, who are blessed by this word. But we just give God thanks and praise, amen, that even, amen, across other countries, amen, people are downloading these messages, amen. Yes, that's right, they're downloading these broadcasts, amen. We don't know, amen, whether they're using them for lessons or teachings or, glory to God, however, amen, but people are downloading these messages. And again, we're now reaching into 48 countries, 48 countries, people of God, amen. Just listen, heads down, full force ahead, doing the work of God and the Lord, amen, expanding these borders. He's expanding these borders, thank God for it. We're just grateful, to be a part of what the Lord is doing. In all humility, we're just grateful to be a part of what the Lord is doing. And people of God, we thank God for all of you. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for our speakers. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen, Minister Lowe. God bless you on tonight. We, amen, just want to, amen, speak a word of blessing over your life. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Now, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Thanking you for your word. We're thanking you for your word that you've sent on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the hearers. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for those that will do, amen, what you have said in your word. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, glory to God, for the sword. Thank you, glory to God, for your messenger on tonight to bring such a word unto your people. We thank you tonight, Father, and we're asking now that you will look upon her. We're asking, oh, glory to God, that you will bless her now. In thy precious name, Jesus, for you know what she have need of. Father, we're asking that you will meet her needs. We're asking you on tonight, glory to God, that you will cause your face to shine upon her. Cause your glory to rest upon her, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God. Thank you for the ministry that you place within her. We're thanking you for the yes, glory to God, that she's given unto you. Father, and with the yes that she's given unto you, we want to thank you tonight. We want to thank you for open doors. We want to thank you tonight, oh God, for she shall go places, oh God, representing as an ambassador for you. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for the pathway. Glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight, Father, for leading her, guiding her, directing her every step of the way. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. We're thanking you, Father, for what you're yet to do. We're thanking you for your manifest glory in her life. Father, we bless you, Haya. We bless you tonight. We bless you for your servant. We bless you tonight. Glory be to God. We bless you tonight. Hey, Kashaba. We bless you tonight. Glory to God for what you've done. We're blessing you, oh God, for what you're yet to do. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless the very works of her hands. Bless her tonight. Bless her. Glory to God, in order her very steps. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. Ha, ya, 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 ya. We give you glory. God, we glorify you. Glory, hallelujah. We glorify you tonight for what you've done. For the word spoken, oh God, we declare, we decree, it shall not return unto you void. We thank you tonight. We bless your master. Thank you for your covering. We thank you for your shield about her. We give you thanks. We give you praise in that precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. The amen, amen, amen.
Thank you for that. Thank you so much.
Yes, glory to God. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Amen. We're going to, amen, turn the platform back over to you. Amen, Jesus. Any kind of remarks, amen, glory to God, anything, glory to God. And then if you would just bless the line and give the benediction on tonight. God bless you. We love you, and we thank God for you. You have the platform.
Is anybody in need of prayer tonight? Or, well, before that, let me say just thank you again for having me and giving me the opportunity to come before you and spread the message. I pray that it was received with love, and I'm definitely praying for miraculous encounters between the kingdom and with God, and I'm just grateful for all of my brothers and sisters in Christ that's here tonight. I love you all, yes, and for each and every one of you, and thank you again for having me. If anybody would like me to uplift them in prayer or pray over them or keep them in my prayers, I would definitely be more than happy to hear from you and do that.
Amen. Amen. This looks like this. Anyone on the platform, Minister Love?
also, if you can be uplifting, a friend of mine, her name is Sandra Turner. She was the one I was speaking on earlier. There's powers in numbers, and I would love if she could be uplifted and get a clean bill of health and come home this week from the hospital where the doctors already declared there's nothing else they can do. I'm praying for a miraculous report from God, so if we could all uplift her. Again, her name is Sandra Turner.
Okay. Amen. Amen. And anyone else on tonight, anyone else, this is our prayer. Amen, Jesus. Anyone else? Anyone else? Amen. 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 No one else on tonight. Amen. This is our prayer. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. No one else. Anyone else? Anyone else tonight? This is our prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. We want to touch and agree. Amen, Jesus. With Minister Love. You want to take him before the throne of grace, Minister Love, or did you want us to pray? Amen. Glory to God.
I could pray us out. That's okay, Willis.
Okay, we'll touch and agree with you. We'll agree with you.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we just come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thanking you again for a wonderful fellowship and the time to come before you, Lord. Father God, we ask that you know the needs of your people and you know what their hearts desire. And Father God, I just come before you humbly asking that you would grant them those desires, those who have needs that may not want to speak up about them in this moment. I pray that you would touch their situation, touch their hearts, and touch their lives. I'm praying that you will fulfill the desires of your people. And in the same token, I pray that they will fulfill your desires for their lives. So, Father God, I'm just so grateful to have had this opportunity. And I'm grateful for the leaders of this PNN network and this ministry and everything that they are doing to impact the lives of your people all around the world, Lord God. I pray that you would continue to uplift them in a mighty ways and continue to bless them as they continue to serve, oh God. And Father God, I just continuously ask that you walk with us. I pray that you continue to light our path and you will continue to teach us and reach us and show us how to move and how to talk and how to think and how to operate kingdom-minded. And Father God, I just thank you for your people unto tonight. And I pray that you will bless everyone and grant them a sweet sleep or a blessed day, no matter where they are in the world. Give them exactly what they need. And I just honor you and glorify your holy name. I sing hallelujah to you because you deserve all the praises, God, because we are nothing without you. Even our very breath is because you breathe life into us, God, and we can never take any of those things for granted because you are the Most High, oh God. And so, God, we just thank you. We honor you, and I continue to just ask that you continue to bless this network, continue to love on your people as they draw nearer to you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen, Jesus. We just want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. Amen. We just give God thanks for what he's doing. Amen, for great things are on the way. Amen. Again, we thank God for you, Minister Lowe. God bless you. And people of God, God bless you. Amen, Jesus, and we will see you, amen, on the next time. That does conclude our broadcast for tonight. God bless you, amen, and we look to see you again here at the PNN. Blessings on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.